somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call. Yeah.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
5:08 here at KFrog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
And good morning to the group of people waiting outside of our building for some unknown reason if you're listening on the radio.com app. When we get here in the morning, we are the only ones here for a while.
That's right. O-talk right. 30. We are here.
You guys popped in and you said there is a gigantic group of people waiting outside of the door.
It looks like there's a party in our parking lot right now. I turned the corner and went, oh, God. Because anytime there's somebody in the parking lot, I freak out. I'm like, it's a drug dealer. It's a murderer. Oh, my gosh. They're going to kill me trying to walk into work. And I freak out. And I was on the phone with my husband. And I was like, I'm going to have to call you back. There is a party in the parking lot right now.
Scary stuff, especially with the time that we get here. So it's not, you know, that crazy for you to think those things.
Right.
Jenny, you actually talked to him?
I did.
What?
I started to walk up. Yeah, I don't know. How foolish is that?
Did you get shanked?
No, but I had my pepper spray ready.
Always equipped. Way to go. Well, we're going to have some Toby Keith tickets ready for you. He's going to be at Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario Sunday, August 25th. Tickets are on sale, Ticketmaster.com. We'll give you a chance to win a pair coming up after 6 o'clock this morning right here on KFrog.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 KFrog.
There they are, Lone Star with Amazed right here on 95.1 KFrog. Yes, they are your winners by our decision for the Throwback Throwdown.
Judge's pick, pretty much.
Good pick.
Hopefully Facebook will be running, you know, by next week. No, it is up and running. Yeah, big day for Lone Star and that song, Amazed. Back in 2000, Lone Star was certified gold for that song, which means it sold 500,000 units, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
I have to tell you, I wouldn't say bad blood, but there is definitely an awkward story.
Yes, I was wondering if you were going to tell this. Okay, I'm going to.
With me and Lone Star.
I grab my tea.
So Lone Star was playing Stagecoach, must have been back in 2013, because it was right before I got married. And one of our running jokes at Stagecoach was like, hey, will you come play Kelly's wedding? And that was like what we started every interview with was, hey, if you're free, will you come play my wedding? And Lone Star was like, yeah, we will. And I was like, oh my gosh. They're like, if you can tell us what our new song was. And back at the day, they had just come out with a brand new song. Still don't know what the name of the song is to this day. But they asked me on the spot, we're face to face. They're like, tell us what our new song is. We'll play your wedding. And I was like, deer in a headlights. I was like,
crickets.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The one with the guitar.
Yeah. And I think I popped off something like, I don't know, but I mean, Amazed is such a great song. I was trying to save myself, and they're like, well, that's unfortunate. If you don't know the song, then we can't play your wedding. And on top of not playing my wedding, then the rest of the interview was just awkward because they were like, you don't even know our new music. I was like, is it really my fault if your song's not that good that I don't know it?
Oh, man.
I didn't say that.
Tough.
I was thinking
you should have.
No. It was so awkward. I was like, oh my gosh, just let this 3 minutes be over with so we can be done with our interview and I can go have a beer.
Yeah, it probably would have been better if you asked that after the interview.
It was.
And it's worse too because it's face to face. Normally, a lot of the interviews that we do are over the phone when we do them here, but Stagecoach, they are all eye to eye.
Yeah.
Man, that's.
It's totally awkward. It was like I was getting lectured by my dad. Like, you don't know? No?
Getting lectured by Lone Star.
Yeah.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Kelsey Ballerini right here on KFrog. It is 5:51. Hopefully she tags along with her husband Morgan Evans at this year's 17th annual KFrog Cares Golf Classic and Concert, all going down Wednesday, April 10th, and it benefits Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. Such a great cause. Morgan Evans and Ryan Hurd are going to be performing. You can get more info on that by visiting KFrog.com.
All right, today, March 14th, otherwise known as Pi Day.
Yummy.
314. Yeah, yes. Baby. A lot of people are kind of like, okay, whatever, Pi Day. Well, here, this might make it interesting. How about some great deals you can get for Pi Day? My favorite kind of pie? A pizza pie. So if you go to BJ's today, at BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, $3.14 for a mini one-topping pizza. Can't beat that. I'm down for that. They have some amazing pizza there. If you head out to Blaze Pizza, also there, you can get any regular pizza for $3.14. You just have to download their app, and then you can get that deal.
I like that. All right. Pieology is going to have the buy one artisan thin pizza regular price. Get another one for equal or lesser value for, you guessed it, $3.14.
Awesome. California Pizza Kitchen. They are actually giving you pie, like regular pie, on sale. I'm like, come on, give me some pizza. Didn't even know that CPK has key lime pie, but I guess that's one of their things. $3.14 today at participating locations.
Are you, so you would go more of a pizza pie than a dessert pie if you were going to go out today and get a freebie?
I wouldn't go key lime pie. Depends on the kind of pie, but key lime pie versus pizza, I'd be more down for pizza.
What's your go-to flavor?
Of pie?
Of pie. Yeah, I know your. I know what your pizza pie
not
is.
Pineapple.
Not pineapple.
I would probably do like a cherry or something like that.
That
like
sounds good.
An OG. Yeah, for sure.
Down with it.
If you go to 7-Eleven, you can also cash in on some amazing deals. They have their 7 Rewards app where you get you a slice of pizza for 50 cents. Again, did not even know that 7-Eleven had pizza.
No disrespect to 7-Eleven, but that might be the last one on my list here if I'm going out today.
Marie Callender's, you can go to participating locations and get a free slice of pie if you buy your entree. So lots going on today if you want to take advantage of either pizza or actual pie.
March is a good month for national days. The other day it was National Nap Day.
Yes.
Love that. And National Pie Day today.
Mm-hmm. And I think National Pie Day is going to tie into our weekend wager. Somebody's going to be getting pie to the face.
Can't wait.
I hope it's you because you've been on a losing streak.
Me.
We'll give you all the details on the weekend wager tomorrow morning after 6 o'clock here on K-Frog.
Are we awake?
Turn around and shine!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They resolve the tough topics, answer those hard-hitting questions, and bravely take on the issues that really matter in today's world.
Seriously?
It's the Dumb Debate.
All right, so with summer just around the corner, we're all going to be blasting the air conditioning in our houses and in the car. So picture this. You're chilling indoors, trying to beat the heat, and somebody says to you, hey, can you turn up the AC? Does that mean you're making the room colder or warmer? Now, where I hail from, Corona, California, turning up the AC means making the room warmer. You're turning it up, keyword up, meaning a higher number than the current one. Not lower. If you wanted the room to be warmer, then yes, you would turn the AC up.
No, 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 no. And don't talk for a whole city. Come on. There's people in Corona.
Yeah, my crown towner's Ginny right behind me. She is on my team.
I totally disagree with you,
Anthony.
Thank
you very much. No, because when you say you turn up the AC, up would insinuate that you want more of it. So you would want to make the room colder. Just like if you said turn up the volume, you would want more volume. Therefore, you would turn it up. So if you want more AC, you turn up the AC, the room would be colder.
I always say turn the AC down because I'm thinking about temperature. So that means you want to make it cooler. Turn down the AC. It's at 68. Okay, I'll turn it down to 66 because I want to get colder.
No, that's not right. No, when you say turn up, it means you want the room to be colder.
There's no, absolutely
yes.
Not. Turn up. Okay, let me turn it up. Let me give you a number higher than it's at already.
It's not higher or lower. It's more or less is what you're talking about. And that is the dumb debate today. We want you to weigh in. When somebody says, turn up the AC, are you making the room colder or warmer?
This is why we went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Our degree's part at work. Let us know what you think. You can call or text us that number, 888-431-3764.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, it is 6:25 with the wake-up call. Kelly and Anthony, smack dab in the middle of the dumb debate. If someone says, hey, turn this AC up, does that mean you're making it colder or warmer? Lots of texts coming in, everybody weighing in. This one says, I love when they start with this. I don't like agreeing with Anthony, but when you say turn the AC up, that means the temp needs to get warmer.
Nope.
Because you're bumping it up.
So wrong. Like this text message, Kelly is absolutely correct. Turning up the AC means making it colder. The other way just doesn't make sense. I agree.
They didn't even spell your name right. It doesn't count.
I spell it different. Wrong. It's okay. I'll give them a pass on that. No. All right. You get to weigh in on the dumb debate. If somebody tells you, turn up the AC, what does that mean?
To cool down the house.
Thank you very much. You're trying to make things cooler. You want more AC.
You do. You're forcing more air through your house and through your system, so it cools it down.
Exactly.
Poor guy doesn't know he's wrong. This text says, I'm an AC contractor for 30 years. I hate that term. Up is higher, down is lower. I believe it's a girl thing with the turn it up. It drives me crazy. If you want the temp colder, you lower the thermostat.
No, that's so wrong. It's not a girl thing. It's a smart person
30
thing.
30 years he's been doing this.
Well, 30 years. You can do things wrong for a long time. Here's another text message came in. Says, never in my life have I ever heard somebody say, brr, I'm freezing. Can you turn up the AC a little bit? See, it just doesn't make sense. In the context, it doesn't make sense. All right, we have another call. You get to weigh in on the dumb debate. What do you think?
Well, since I'm in that field as an HVACR technician, when you turn things up, they get hotter.
And since you are a professional, sir, we are going to take your word for it. I think that's correct because that's what I say.
Exactly. My fiance and I have had the debate many, many times. And since that is my field since 1996, that is exactly correct.
No, your fiance would be correct, sir.
So all the people in the industry are on my side. That's got to be a win. That's a win for me. I win.
That is not a win. Because when it comes down to it, we have the numbers. Don't we, Jenny?
Sadly to say, 80% say Kelly is correct.
Oh, my.
That's right. Kelly wins the dumb debate.
Unreal.
Sorry about it, Anthony.
Unreal.
You've tried to speak for an entire city.
What happened?
Corona right now is just shaking their head at you.
My peep army let me down today.
No, they're not going to claim you today. No.
They're not awake yet.
You're getting kicked out of Corona is what's happening.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
6:49 here at the Frog. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Lena. I'm calling from San Bernardino.
Lena, good news. You are caller number 19. You're going to go see Toby Keith.
Awesome. I've not seen him yet.
Well, good. You're going to be pretty up close and personal. You're going to be within the first 10 rows at Citizens Business Bank Arena right there in Ontario on Sunday, August 25th.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. Now, being that close, if you can smell the beer on Toby's breath, is that super cool or super gross?
I'm going to go with super cool. As long as you're drinking it out of a red Solo cup, we're good.
Toby's not listening. You don't have to lie.
Beer smell doesn't bother me.
Beer breath, nah, not a fan. Don't care if it's Toby or not.
No, me either. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, in fact, Toby might just gross me out just a little bit more.
Well, the show going down at Citizens Business Bank Arena. You know who also plays hockey there? The Ontario Reign, the minor league affiliate of the Los Angeles Kings, who Monday night, we're going to be in attendance at the game.
It's going to be such a fun night because it is Country Music Night, Monday, March 18th, out at the Staples Center. The Kings are going to be playing, and you are going to get a very special Drew Doughty cowboy bobblehead, which is just adorable. I'm so excited for this. He has the cowboy hat on. He's missing the teeth. I just love it. It's super cool. And if you go to kfrog.com, we have links for you to buy tickets there. If you use the links, you also get a special Kings exclusive bandana. So a little something extra if you check that out. And then, of course, yeah, we'll be out there Monday night as well.
That's right. And you get to watch a hockey game.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 K-Frog, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Coastal Country Jam with the 10-question takeover. But first, Kelly has the grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him for a consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Everybody's still talking about the college bribery scandal that's going on. Yesterday, Lori Loughlin returned to L.A., and she went straight to court. Her bond was set at $1 million. She was able to put her house up as collateral, though, and they told her she could finish her work in Canada because she's filming for some Hallmark movies through the end of the year. Then after that, she has to turn in her passport. As for her daughter, Olivia Jade, she was reportedly on a luxury yacht that was owned by a USC official. She was out there celebrating spring break with some friends. According to the yacht's owner, they said once the girls became aware of the investigation, they turned around and came home because they decided that would be in their best interest.
You think?
Yeah. What's going to happen with her and USC? USC? Who knows, but it doesn't look good. According to USC, any of the students who gained admission through the University of California through the scandal are now facing expulsion from the school. They said they are currently going to look into this. Anybody applying to the school who's connected to the scheme will be denied admission. As for people who are current students and graduates, they are going to conduct a case-by-case review to see what's going to happen for those students. So,
what a story.
Doesn't look good. All right, if you watch The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, one of my favorite things he does is the Wheel of Musical Impressions. He does this when he has his celebrity guests on. Well, it has got so much attention now that they're launching a brand new TV show called That's My Jam, and it's going to be all about games, kind of like Wheel of Musical Impressions. It's going to be a celebrity game. So far, 10 episodes are going to be. They're going to be hour-long. Jimmy Fallon will be one of the executive producers. Super excited for this. Should be really fun. No date yet as for when it's going to premiere, though, so look for that.
All right.
According to Us Weekly, Taylor could be getting engaged soon. Talking about Taylor Swift. Her friends are taking bets on when her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, will propose. According to them, they say it's going to happen soon. They told Us Weekly she really wants to marry Joe. He is, quote, her dream guy. The couple first got back together in May of 2017. And according to the friends, you know, the inspiration for most of the songs on her Reputation album are Joe. So we could be getting a proposal sometime soon.
Could be the guy.
Could be the guy. But knowing Taylor, knowing how private she is, I don't feel like she is going to be one to be like, oh my gosh, look what happened. I just got engaged. I feel like she is going to be one that's going to get engaged. They'll have the wedding. And then maybe we'll find out a couple months later.
I was going to say, she might be married right now.
She totally could be. We won't find out until she drops another record. We'll be like, wait, what?
That's what fine. Happened? Drop the record. I'm good with it.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day, wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1
KFrog. 95.1
KFrog,
it is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Let's jump right in. 10 question takeover. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. In mathematics, pi is equal to approximately what number?
3.14.
Correct.
Question number two. Felicity Huffman starred on this TV show about wives living on Wisteria Lane.
That is the... Oh, man, what is that? Desperate Housewives?
That's correct.
Question number three. Yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to this Ohio team.
The Browns.
On a roll. Question number four. Can you tell us, who is the governor of California?
Gavin Newsom.
Yes. Correct.
Yes, he is. Question five. This Southern California beach is trademarked Surf City, USA.
Newport Beach.
No, not Newport.
I'm sorry.
Oh. It's your turn to steal question number five. Do you know the answer?
Huntington Beach.
Correct.
All right, question number six for you. The Aladdin live-action remake recently released a trailer. Who stars as the genie?
Will Smith.
You got it.
Question seven. Today would have been Albert Einstein's birthday. He's famous for his equation E equals what?
3.14.
No, that's pi.
Sorry.
All right, question seven. Do you know the answer?
Zero.
No, sorry.
All right, we're looking for our mathematician. Today would have been Albert Einstein's birthday. He's famous for his equation E equals what?
MC squared.
Correct.
MC squared is correct. Question number eight. This trio of brothers released a new song titled Sucker.
Jonas Brothers.
You got it.
Question number nine. How many tiles does Scrabble player start with?
Seven.
That's
seven,
right.
Is correct. Okay, question number 10. You get this right, you win tickets to Coastal Country Jam, okay?
All right.
This Coastal Country Jam artist starred in the movie The Blind Side.
No,
not correct, and not at Coastal Country Jam. Oh, no. Sorry. Good news for you. You get to steal on question number 10. If you know the answer, you win the tickets to Coastal Country Jam. Who is it?
Tim McGraw.
You got it. You're going to Coastal Country Jam.
Thank you.
Tim McGraw, Jayco, and Dylan Scott, Mason Ramsey, and just added Chase Rice going to be out with us at Huntington State Beach on Saturday, April 6th, and you're going to be there too.
Awesome.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Carrie, and I'm calling from Redlands right now.
So, Tim McGraw, is he better as a singer or an actor?
Oh, gosh. I think he's better as a singer, but I like him as an actor too.
I love The Blind Side. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Morgan Evans on K-Frog, who on Wednesday, April 10th, is going to be joining us for the 17th annual K-Frog Cares Golf Classic at Pechanga Resort Casino. He and Ryan Hurd are going to be the concert portion of the day. You can catch all the information and get tickets at kfrog.com.
So I think over the course of people's lives, you may have accidentally stole something. Maybe you stole something on purpose. A lot of people take stuff from hotels, whether it's towels or shampoos, whatever it is. Well, there's one hotel that wants to see the random things that you have stolen. The Roosevelt in New Orleans is celebrating their 125th anniversary, and they are offering up an amazing package for whoever has the most outrageous stolen item from the hotel. They will receive 7 nights free in the presidential suite, along with a whole score of other stuff. We're talking about dinners by private chefs, spa experiences. The whole package comes out to about $15,000 for this prize pack if you have the most outrageous thing. So far, they've gotten plates. People have stolen plates from them, tablecloths, things off the wall, but they haven't revealed yet what the craziest thing is. But I got thinking about this, and I'm like, okay, I will admit, not my finest moment, but I have stole some stuff, not like a car or anything like that. We don't want to hear about if you did something that would send you to jail, because
yeah,
this is massive.
Don't.
And we're not saying that stealing is good. We're just saying, you know, sometimes we screw up.
It happens.
And for me, example, I was drinking one night, shocker, and we were at Fridays, and there's a long story that has to go with Fridays and one of my good friends and her husband, and they met there. So I said, you know what? I'm going to steal you the drink menu. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, it'll be so cute. You can have it at the wedding. So I carry a big purse with me. So I was able to just swipe it right in my purse.
You stole a menu.
I stole a menu, which is funny because once we got back to her house, we looked. There's actually a price tag on it.
Is there
if
really?
You look on the back of the Friday's menus, there's a price on it. So, I mean, I could have just bought it. That would have been one way. So I wouldn't have done something illegal. But yeah, so to this day, that's like the running joke. Hey, do you remember when you stole that? And then, yeah, there's a whole
other... Do you still have it?
She does, yeah.
Oh, cute.
See, it was a cute story. I didn't do it to be a criminal. I did it to be a good friend.
Yeah.
That's the way I make myself feel better about that.
Uh-huh. Good for you. As a kid, I was always so... I mean, you know my fear of going to jail.
Right.
I never want to be there. So as a kid, I never did anything wrong. But I remember as a kid, I would collect football cards, and we were at Target one day, and I saw a pack that was like already open and the cards were just kind of hanging out of it. I was like, well, if it's already open, it's just free, right? But I didn't want to take it. So I had my little brother come over. I was like, hey, take these cards for me. He's like, why? I was like, look, they're already open. It's fine. We could just take it. He's like, I don't think so. I said, no, just take them. So I persuaded him to take the cards for me. Once we got out of the store, I was like, okay, give me the cards. Like, I felt so like...
So you didn't steal. You were just the ringleader.
Yeah. Of the whole operation.
Your little brother, you would throw him under the bus like that?
Poor guy, just for a couple cards. And they weren't even good players.
Oh, gosh. All right, we want to hear about the random things that you have stolen. Whatever crazy thing it was. Again, nothing major, please. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Wake up every day here.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
806 here on K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right. We're asking you about the random things that you have stolen based on the hotel in New Orleans. It wants guests to return some of the stuff that they stole because they're getting ready to celebrate their 125th anniversary. So we're asking you, what did you steal that might have been a little outrageous? This one, I would love to see the video on this. My friend stole a bar stool from a local dive bar. How do you get out of the door with a bar stool and nobody notices?
Yeah, I have no idea. This one says, when I was a broke college student, I used to steal the awesome seasoning from Red Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame you.
No, that's good. Bottomless fries, bottomless salt, maybe? All right, what random thing did you steal?
Picture of Justin Timberlake from the inside of a Teen Beat magazine from Walmart.
That is awesome. Did you just, like, rip it out and, like, hide it in your jacket?
I would, like, rip it out and fold it into, like, a little square and, like, put it underneath my shirt, kind of in my pants.
See, she didn't steal the entire magazine, just the picture. I mean, that is young love. That's what you do for love.
And it's okay. This text says, when I was playing ice hockey in Spokane, Washington, me and a couple teammates of mine stole an entire seating booth from a Zips fast food drive-thru. The whole season, it decorated our apartment living room as extra seating. Furniture is expensive.
Again, though, how do you get that out and nobody notices, like, oh, we're missing an entire bench here? All right, this text message says, when I was 8 or 9 years old, I stole an iguana from a pet store. I put it inside my overalls, got all the way home, and then my mom asked me, what do you have inside your overalls? She made me take it back and apologize.
That freaked me out, having something crawling around in there.
Come here, buddy. I got a new home for you. All right, go ahead and weigh in on the crazy thing you stole.
Well, I was like 9 or 10 years old. Kmart had these burgundy and gold Nerf footballs, and I stuffed one down my pants and walked out.
Down your pants?
Yes.
Sure, he was turning lots of heads in Target. A lot of ladies looking.
It's not very stealth.
No. This text says, every glass, plate, bowl, and piece of silverware in my first apartment was stolen from various bars. I'm talking about a collection big enough to throw a small dinner party.
I think that might be my friend, actually. Yes. She's a bit of a klepto when she drinks. I might know that number. All right, there's another one. This would be interesting to see in somebody's home. Said, we took the entryway rug from Denny's. There was nobody watching, so we just took our chance.
Why not?
Just roll it up and run on out?
Screams Denny's right there in your living room.
All right, tell us, what did you steal?
Y'all just said a story about TGI Fridays, and I think that might be a trend. For my 21st birthday, my husband and my dad, we were at TGI Fridays doing shots and getting drunk and everything, and my dad ran interference with the hostess, and my husband stole, like, the free drink spinner on the bar. We ran out with it, and I was totally oblivious to it and everything. Dad made the mistake of paying with a credit card, and they, like, pulled up his information. After my dad got home from work, the cops were like, hey, we're kind of here to claim that wheel. TGI Fridays isn't going to press any charges or anything, but, you know, kind of have to give it back.
Oh, my gosh. Well, luckily, none of our stories ended with the cops showing up. I guess it could have been worse.
What's up with you girls in menus?
Well,
just read them there.
No, sometimes you just need a souvenir. Now that I know that Friday sells them, I guess I'll just have to buy it next time.
I just want to wake up every day.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFROG.
Maren Morris right here on KFROG. You know, if you go to KFROG.com right now, you can enter for a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime trip to see Maren perform live at a private Corona show in Nashville this June. The winner's going to get airfare, hotel, 2 tickets to the private show, all taken care of. All happening in Nashville, and your chance to win happens at kfrog.com.
And coming up this summer here in town, Brad Paisley's coming to town. What is your all-time favorite Brad Paisley song?
Alcohol, of course.
Well, we can't wait to see you out at Five Point Amphitheater. You just won tickets.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
You're heading out there Saturday, June 8th. You've got tickets before you can even buy them. The tickets will go on sale tomorrow. No need to worry about that. How much do you normally have to drink when you go to a concert?
Much as I can handle, probably about 4 to 5 beers. All on.
Have you ever got so drunk that you didn't make it into the concert?
No, not yet, no.
Not yet. Looking forward to that. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Richard Moore from Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, Richard, have a great time. You are going to see Brad Paisley, Chris Lane, and Riley Green out at the Five Point Amphitheater.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Tickets going on sale tomorrow morning. 10 a.m. is when you can get yours. And, of course, tomorrow morning we'll have another chance for you to win Brad Paisley tickets. I'm still looking over some of these text messages from the things that people stole. Okay, we have a bunch of kleptos that listen to us included, because we admitted to our faults as well. But I will give them credit because they are creative kleptos.
What did you see?
My favorite one that's been rolling in is about the woman who stole the pepper mill from Claim Jumper. And if you've ever seen those pepper mills, like, they're big. So I wrote her back and I was like, how did you get that out? She said her friend wrapped it up in a napkin and then they put it in the baby carrier and took it out.
Oh my gosh, in the baby carrier.
Now the baby's an accomplice.
The baby's part of it, yeah. And they took a napkin. Right, which they also had stolen. Well, it was wrapped up.
Maybe it was a paper napkin. You're allowed to take those.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't aware. Thank you.
Those are fair game, okay?
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 KFROG.